A new report finds that when people are seeking care for Alzheimer's, their race makes a difference in the care they receive. Non-white Americans often face discrimination and a lack of cultural sensitivity. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The report is based on two nationwide surveys done late last year for the Alzheimer's Association. Maria Carrillo, the group's chief science officer, says responses to the survey differed dramatically depending on a person's race.
Among non-white caregivers, half say they've faced discrimination when navigating through the health care system, with a top concern being that providers don't even listen to what they're saying, perhaps because of their race, color, or ethnicity.
Just 17% of white caregivers reported that sort of problem. Carrillo says black caregivers were most likely to report barriers, followed by Native Americans, Asian Americans, and Hispanics.
What they're experiencing is actually affecting their care.
That's especially troubling because black and Hispanic Americans appear to be more likely than whites to develop Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. One barrier reported by Hispanic respondents was encountering providers who didn't speak their language or didn't understand their culture. Carrillo, who is Mexican-American, says her own family saw this while caring for her husband's parents, who died with Alzheimer's.
My in-laws both were only Spanish speakers. And so for us, that was a really important thing, right? Looking for providers, sometimes not even able to find them, and actually ultimately keeping them at home.
Some institutions involved in Alzheimer's care are working to improve their relationships with minority communities. But Carrillo says they are running out of time.
By 2050, nearly 40% of the older population will be non-white Americans. And so this needs to happen soon.
The survey puts numbers behind what many people of color have experienced personally.
Was I surprised? No.
Alice McCora is a data analyst at the Allen Institute for Brain Science in Seattle. Her job includes research on Alzheimer's disease. McCora is also African American. And she says people who look like her often have bad experiences with the healthcare system.
I know someone who gave birth to their second child and almost refused to go to the hospital for it because it was so traumatizing to her as far as the way that she was treated and people responding to her pain adequately without thinking that she was exaggerating. And it was just such a negative experience that she didn't want to give birth in a hospital ever again.
McCora was also unsurprised by the survey's finding that people of color are more skeptical about Alzheimer's research. For example, just half of black Americans said they trust that a cure for Alzheimer's would be shared equally. McCora says COVID-19 may have amplified those doubts by highlighting disparities in access to care. And she says groups who can't get care are understandably cautious when they're offered an experimental Alzheimer's drug or, say, a new vaccine for COVID-19.
People may be feeling a little hesitant to be the first round to get it makes sense to me, because if we're not being treated as people worthy of real-time care, but the first to now test out something doesn't make sense.
As a brain scientist, McCora understands the need to enroll diverse populations in Alzheimer's research. And she says that would be more likely to happen if people of color had better experiences trying to get Alzheimer's care.
You're in conversation with someone. You're not giving them a lecture. You're working with someone to see what they need and what they want and maybe recalibrating to meet those needs.
Then, McCora says, that person might be interested in testing a potential cure. John Hamilton, NPR News.